Hello, you're listening to Girl Chat, a podcast about love and relationships by me, Tara Lepore, and...
Me, Chloe.
Are we always do exactly the same thing, but I still don't know quite what's going to come out of my mouth, but it's always just the same thing, just with loads of stumbling.
Sorry, my dad's just walked in and then closed the door. Let me close it. This is a little gaff in our intro. Maybe this could be the new thing we do.
What?
Shut my dad out.
Shut everyone out. There you go, listeners. You've tuned into Girl Chats. Shut out the rest of the world. Close the door on people that you don't want to spend the next half an hour. It was a metaphor. Headphones on, world out, or whatever. Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to yet another episode. We did previously say that we were going to be speaking about pornography in this episode, but we haven't really thought about it too much in the past week, and we want to do that one justice rather than just like gabbering on about our favourite category of porn, which I think would be a bit gratuitous and like, I don't know, weird territory. So that will all come next week, and we will be together next week, courtesy of our hosts, our best friends who are going away on holiday. We'll be in the same flat next week. I mean, I haven't asked them if we can use it as a studio, but like, I'm telling you guys now. So yeah, it will be us together. So if it really grates your grill that we're not in the same room,
Then, which is actually a lot of the feedback that I've got is, why aren't you in the same room?
And it's like,
hello.
Actually, to be fair, like, we explained that in the first episode, like, you being in Newcastle or like when you lived in the Netherlands and I've been in London, but we should probably do it every week. Some people who must just be like, what? Like, anyway.
Why is it so shit? Okay, so
but we just live in different places. Whatever. We're content creators. Yeah. You know, find a way, not an excuse. So, how are you anyway?
I'm doing well. I'm living at home at the moment so I'm off to the Netherlands the end of July. So I'm just literally picking my brain apart, lying on sofas at home from the...
Yeah,
but it's been nice.
Rest up.
It's
absolutely
been detoxifying.
Yeah,
which is actually the title of our podcast today, everyone. That's what we're going to talk about.
You're so good. You're so good at the links. You're literally so good at the links. You're always like, and I get so excited when you casually drop in the theme to what you say, because I'm like, oh, she's going to do a link. Like, oh, shit. And there you go.
There it is. I dropped that big fat link.
Dropped the link. We thought it'd be cool to talk about social media and the internet and how that affects our relationships and friendships, because it certainly does in like a massive, massive fucking way.
Cunting way.
Yeah, I just really need to be emphatic about that. And also, this new series is loosely based on like the digital age that we live in, so hopefully it's on brand and on point.
And you know what else is on brand? We've both got a Google Doc up at the moment, and we're both editing it in real time while we record this podcast.
So much planning goes into this while we're doing it. indeed. Are you writing something now? Oh yeah.
No,
oh,
no, I was going to, I couldn't think of anything, so I just...
Last week we spoke about her menstruation periods, and we did like a little throwback to a time before the internet, before the 1990s, and like how people spoke about periods then, like how you found out about it. If you haven't listened to it yet, please do. But I guess for this one, we're just talking generally about people's interactions with each other. And obviously, like, a time before the internet, how do people interact with each other? It's like, I don't know, like, they spoke on the telephone, they spoke in real life. But I mean,
it was actually like talking to my parents. They just planned to meet at a certain place and then met there, and that was all the interaction they had.
No ghosting, like no. Yeah, no, well, I suppose no they could ghost, like they could not answer the phone.
No, like,
bailing, like yeah. Flakiness, or
no, like. Seen and not read on Facebook Messenger.
Oh my god. Do you remember? But I remember so well when that like was introduced because it's not yeah. always been like a seen feature on Facebook. And I remember yeah. like, when they brought it in and everyone just being like, why? Why did they do that? That's just, it's horrible. And it's still so horrible. It's never been like a useful feature for me.
Yeah. Do you remember like they were debating doing like a dislike button for ages?
Yeah. Yeah. And then instead they brought the reacts in.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Wow, we've like truly grown up on the internet. Like it's just we don't even have to know, like we just know all these things. I suppose us and everyone else. But yeah, so anyway, so yeah,
we've been here through all of the Facebook rebrands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I think I got Facebook when it was like quite new, but not like brand new. Anyway, but
I just remember taking my pictures for it on like a digital
camera. Yeah,
with like flash.
I know.
And having to like hold it like the other way around and like look in a mirror at the same time.
Oh, I mean, I still do that. I still sometimes do that now. Like, I want to get some professional photos of myself taken. For like my brand or whatever, but I just don't want to pay. So like, there's been you know boring Sunday afternoons where I've tried to like take photos on self timer, like back in the old days of Bebo in MySpace, and I'm just like, it just looks so different to how I look in a selfie camera. It's just really jarring. It's like, so that's actually how I look, like through the eyes of a digital camera.
It's terrifying. It's when you put it on flash and you realise, like, wow, there I am.
There's my bags under my eyes.
There's my bags.
Excuse me if there's rustling. Just grabbing a notebook. Cool. So yeah, social media has obviously, like, completely overhauled how we interact and connect with each other. In good ways and bad, but I don't know. It was so weird that you suggested we talk about this evening, because I was thinking at lunchtime today how I feel like there's a backlash that's gonna be coming really soon about social media. I just feel like it infiltrates so much of our lives now, and it has done for, you know, like 3 or 4 years in terms of like the smartphone, like the incredibly smart smartphone that we wake up with and go to sleep with, and there's an app for literally everything that you can imagine. And
I think you're right, but I don't think it's going to come yet. It's like, we're known as like a species to just fucking
adapt.
Use something until it's bone dry, like milk the cat until it's like dead.
Yeah.
It's like look at like the meat industry. It's like so unsustainable, but we're just carrying on. And I think that's what's going to happen with like all this social media, technology stuff.
Yeah.
We'll just get to a point where we're all severely depressed and then we'll have to have it like a revelation.
yeah, and I guess it does make our lives easier too. I don't wanna go off topic, like in terms of actual relationships. Like I mean, you were saying, when you were living in the Netherlands, it was a great way for us to keep in touch. But again, like maybe we shouldn't talk about like, because obviously like speaking on Facebook Messenger, like a video call or whatever, is obviously like a nice thing, right? If you're long distance, like it's, I wouldn't say that was a negative. That's just a communication thing. In fact, that's like a really nice thing. Like I have family over in Ireland and it's nice to just see them and speak to them. But are we talking more about like Instagram, selfies, like self-promo, like all that stuff that is like everyone kind of knows is false, but people still get really depressed about, and then jealousy. And
is that, well, like, I think sometimes going for the like communication thing with your friends, I think there can be like a bit of a disparity if you're in a friendship with someone who like is more of a communicator than you are, and the vice versa, because when you meet up in person, it's not really an issue because you're both present, you're both there. But if you're like in a long distance friendship, and someone's trying to talk to you all the time, but you don't want to talk back, then it can spark a lot of anxiety for that person. But like, if you're, I mean, you both have to be kind of similar people, or like vow not to talk that much or something. You have to like create set some boundaries for that.
Yeah,
because I'm not saying that's you, Tara, or like anyone really I know, but
I don't give a fuck. Like I will message you every single day, I don't care.
Yeah, that's, it's nice though, because I feel like you understand that I'm a very bad replier.
I don't think you are.
Am I not?
I don't know. I'm just like, so connected.
I'm ironically a bad replier.
Maybe. Like, I don't know. I just like don't even. That's the thing. I don't even expect responses from people. I just chat at them online. Like the group chat is just me most of the time, just like talking to myself. Like, hey. But I don't care. Whatever. But yeah, I know what you mean about like. It's weird, like, we all have so much opportunity to always be talking and connected, and it's sometimes a bit, like, overwhelming, like, okay, like...
Yeah.
It would be nice to have... Like,
yeah, and it changes the expectations for how much you're supposed to communicate in a friendship. It's, like, rises it so high to the point that you're so busy all the time with all of these different apps and whatever that you just don't really have that much time for yourself, and I think comes, like... back to like this, well, not back, because we haven't talked about it yet, but to mention it for the first time, I think it's like mostly about self-love and how you can, like this kind of detox can help you love yourself a lot more.
Yeah, like stepping away from it, because the idea that you can always be talking and stuff, like it's nice sometimes to have stuff to catch up with. If you haven't seen your friend, I suppose it depends, but sometimes, I mean, I was saying to you before we hit record, like something that makes me kind of, I mean, it happens so much, and it's happened since for as long as I've had social media accounts, but that whole like, hey, how was your weekend? That Mexican restaurant you went to looked so nice. Oh my god! And then that gig, oh, like it looked so good. And then the only thing that the other person can respond with is like, yeah, you know, or something. And it's just like it would be nice to have stuff to catch up with. And I kind of sometimes miss that, like genuinely asking you, like, oh my god, what have you been up to? Tell me everything. Because I'm like, okay, like. I kind of know because we're always in touch, or I've seen it all online. I don't know. Yeah, I mean we're really close though, so we speak more privately. But with people who you just see their Instagram feed or stuff, you know, and you're like you. But the thing is, you kind of assume you know what's happening in their life. But are we forgetting to like actually ask them how they are rather than just about things they're doing? You know.
Yeah. I preach.
I don't know. I'm so warm. I'm so warm in here.
Yeah,
like,
it was. I enjoyed that. I don't know. She's quite speechless. yeah, no, too right. Gnarly man, dope. Okay, dope. Well, to that I will say. I don't know. You just lose a lot of like. Organicity. Is that a word?
Don't think so.
What's the word that you would use? You're a writer.
I don't know. I don't know. But I think we all get it. Like, I know what you mean. I mean, so yeah. So basically, but this is, I mean, I can't really sum this up in like a half an hour convo with you, because this is some, like, social media and friendships and like relationship is something that I just, I'm constantly thinking about. And it's always changing as well. Like with Instagram, for instance, like having Instagram stories is like, because I never had Snapchat really. So now it's like you can literally just see what everyone's up to all the time. And it's nice, but it's just so important to remember to like have conversations with your phone not on the table, and try and tell someone an anecdote without going, oh, I'll just show you the like video that I filmed, or like, oh, I'll just show you the pictures. I think it's nice to just like, oh no, let me try and just explain, or like, let me tell you a joke that I saw on YouTube, rather than just showing you the video. Although actually, sorry, that's like a really shit example, but you know what I mean, just like,
but it also,
conversation, like the art of conversation, the lost art of conversation. And it's one of those things I think you
letter
find
writing.
Letter writing. Let's bring it letter back writing. Let's bring it all
yeah,
back
actually, it's, yeah, I mean, it's like when I go to my nan and granddad's house and they don't have internet and they don't use their phones and they don't really watch TV. So they're just sort of like a beings. And it's like, wow, I could also be a being.
How's that?
But no, I won't be.
Well, that, but I think that's also a thing. And I think when I'm talking, when I spoke about like the backlash to it, I think more people are realizing that, you know, it's not making their lives much happier. It might be making their lives a bit more convenient and it might be useful for some things. But it's not, if it's not making you happier or it's not adding value to your life or your happiness, why not step off it or limit your usage of it? Or because then what is there to lose, really?
I think, because we were talking about this yesterday. Well, not yesterday, a few days ago. But, like...
we do literally talk most days. Like.
But the key is just, like, limitation. I think deleting it is kind of drastic because, I mean, yeah... We are self-confessed addicts. Like, we've used these platforms for so long that we've created, like, our own little, like, world inside of them. I think just deleting it is actually going to delete a part of you. So I think just, like, limit. Just, but there's so many ways you can limit your usage. And it's not just, like, having self-control. It's, like, you can delete the apps. You can, like, do a lot of things. I was going to talk... Should we say our top tips?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a few top tips that I've found from a different few places, but have actually worked for me because since the last podcast, this is kind of relevant to do this now because since the last podcast, I've not had the Instagram app and I've only just re-downloaded it.
Woo!
So, woo! I mean, it's a bit like woo, but it's also like... I've literally not had an app for a week.
Do you mind telling our listeners why you decided to delete it?
Yeah. So what I realised is that... So I posted a picture of Yoko Ono's clothing line like a month
back. At Chloe Trayford.
At Chloe Trayford. If you want to follow me, follow, subscribe. Whatever. Link in the down bar.
I love that Yoko Ono thing. Just because I absolutely love Yoko Ono.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, this is funny. And this is like actually like content that I want to put out there. And it like didn't get many likes. And I actually found myself getting like a bit distressed about that fact. And I was like, my social media should not control my brain to this extent. And then I posted a selfie and it got loads of likes. And then it's that this kind of like warped view of what you're useful for in life as well, that you kind of projected on you, like, oh, like it's you have to like look good, we don't care about what you're into, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's true, and I think most people do as well, but because it's getting projected on you so much, it can warp your view, even just slightly, which is damaging.
Yeah. And then And then it's strange because it affects your relationship with yourself as well, and then it's all just a bit skewered, like everything's just a bit...
Yeah, and this, I mean, that's why I deleted it, because I just thought, I mean, I'm not, I don't want to let something control me this much.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. I, just to bring the topic kind of away from just sort of general, how it affects our friendships and those relationships, but in terms of like actual relationships, I got read a press release recently that was said something like, I mean, I hate dropping statistics because statistics are just so useless. So there was something like 44% of people surveyed said that they'd rather, they wanted their partner to be on their phone less. Like, why, it's, what's the point of me saying 44%? You know, I could literally just say any number. Like, and I don't have a source. I don't have a source either because I can't find the email that I got this on. So, like, literally, it's just... But let's just, you know, you can kind of... Let's believe that's true. We can kind of believe that's true. Because there's been... Well, it's definitely been times where I've wanted my friends to be off their phones more. My brother went on holiday with one of his mates, like, a couple years ago. And I asked him how it went. And the first thing he said was, oh, it was good, but... insert person's name here, was on their phone the whole time. And it was, we just, because it was just the two of them. And I remember feeling like quite sad when he told me that, because I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, that was the first thing you had to tell me about your holiday. Like, it affected you so much.
That, yeah, it's your only comment.
Yeah, but for the person who was scrolling their phone all the time, because you're like really tuned into that virtual world, you just sometimes don't realise what effect it has on other people. And it is kind of just a bit rude. And it's like, you know, when your mum's like, get off your phone, and you're like, mah. But then when it can't, like, that's just like, if they want you to like tidy your room or whatever. But when you're on holiday with someone, or you haven't seen your boyfriend or girlfriend for a few days, and then you spend the whole evening just scrolling Instagram, and it's just like, I don't know, it's just kind of thinking, like, because they are so addictive as well, and I'm not saying it's, like, people's fault or, like, my fault for wanting to do it, but it's good to be, like, just a little bit aware of your usage of it and just go, like, okay, I don't actually, like, give a fucking, like, give a flying shit about other people right now, you know? I just want to, like, be present with the person that I'm with. And turn my phone off. And you'll just find yourself enjoying each other's company, like, so much more, because you're not... I mean, there's been awful times, and it's funny that you said about getting really anxious or whatever about people liking your selfie and stuff, which you know, is definitely, I think, something that people experience. Like, there have been times before where I've been really distant with someone, or even when I've been, like, sleeping with someone or whatever, because I can't help but think about, like, if I've got a, if I, how many likes I've got on something, or how people are responding to something I've just posted online. And it sounds so lame, and I'm like really embarrassed to admit it, but there we go. And then I just think, geez, like, I need, you know, since then I've been trying to detach some of my like weird, like, attachment with like what's happening online, because it's just not like, it's real, but it's not real. So, and when it starts to affect your relationships with people in a way that just makes you really like inward looking and like feel really inside your own head, because you're just thinking about like, oh, this is like something that's happened online or what people are talking about, it's just like, okay, what are the benefits of this?
There's this whole like especially with Instagram, it's like a trigger for creating this this sense of paranoia, like,
and FOMO, isn't it? That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Oh, you just like went like all, you went all like electro there. Oh dear, there we go.
Oh, it's
good. I am a robot. I think we're good. I think we're hitting peak Wi-Fi usage time in Peckham. Better start wrapping this up. carry on, sorry.
Yeah, I'm lost.
You said particularly with Instagram. Oh, FOMO. We were talking about FOMO.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, oh, no, I was talking about, like, paranoia and the, like, if you, especially on Instagram, if your whole, like, you expect your whole group of friends to like whatever you've posted, right? It's like a weird rite of passage thing of our generation, where you have to be a friend, you have to like their post.
Yeah.
And it creates this, like strange paranoia if someone who's your friend, like, doesn't like your post but likes someone else's post, or, like, reacts to someone but not to you, and it's like, what? Like, what if I... And then it, like, starts this, like, cycle of thoughts. And it's just... It is a trigger for a lot of anxiety, I have found.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's weird because you know that it's not real and you're fully aware that it's creating this anxiety, but you can obviously still let it get to you.
Yeah.
It's just very real thoughts at the same time.
Yeah, and it's just, like, it seems, like, for me, social media, I think it's actually nuts how just big a part of our lives it is. But my boyfriend doesn't have a smartphone, so he just doesn't get involved with it, and I find that just really... Like I wouldn't want that for myself, because I do enjoy it. And there are definitely elements of it that I enjoy, you know? But it's just, when it starts to make you feel bad on, like, a regular basis, you have to kind of just go, okay, I'm going to just, go and have a cup of tea. Like, if go and have a cup of tea with my flatmate, or, you know, text my friend and say, shall we go out for a drink tomorrow or something, and just incorporate IRL time, and you'll just realize, like, you're actually, like, I just think it can just really make you spiral into anxieties that aren't necessary, but it's just complicated.
Yeah, they don't need any,
like,
time,
obviously they're not necessary, but, like, yeah, it's just puts you in this weird worry, but it's like, what are you worrying about, you know? I'm, like, not qualified to talk about how it affects your brain, because I just don't know. But all I know is that taking time out is good. And, like, having a Sunday off from it.
Yeah, for sure.
Having a day off. Although, on the other hand, just really quickly.
I think...
Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, it's cool. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, as a wrap-up to what you said, I think we should all go on a yoga retreat in the jungle.
Yes. Do you remember when we met those guys in the sauna at the pool?
Yeah, this is what I wanted to bring up. I was going to write on the Google Doc, but I didn't have time.
Oh, okay.
So me and Tara went swimming together. It was actually so nice, wasn't it? Because we went at chill out time.
Yeah. Explain what chill out time is.
So, to all the listeners that don't know what chill out time is, is where in the pool they turn the main lights off and they put the lights on in the pool, so you're just, it's very, like, serene.
It was good, but it wasn't great for me because I didn't have my glasses or contact lenses in, so it was just such a sensory experience. But I was so blind, I was just like, oh my god, I literally can't see a single thing.
And I gave you some goggles as well, didn't I? Did I? I don't know. Anyway, so we went
I don't know, I'm on social media so much I don't have a memory.
We went into the sauna just for the last chillax in 10 minutes of it, and one of the guys in there went on this, like, it was like an all-inclusive yoga-y, was he with nuns? I can't remember.
It wasn't all-inclusive, it wasn't like booze and food.
Oh, I don't know what I'm saying.
No, it was
a retreat is by default all-inclusive, I suppose. That's
yeah, it's like a residential. Yeah, no, he went on a silent retreat, and then he said that... didn't he say he had to come home, like, within 2 days, because, like, he had too much chatter in his head?
Yeah, something like that.
And I was like, okay. Like, I would definitely be doing that as well, like, because having so much inane chatter in my head is just... very common thing. But anyway, so you recommend... deleting Instagram and going on a silent retreat.
Yes.
To improve your relationships.
So we had some top tips. One was just to delete all of your social media apps on your phone, just for, like, a few days to see how you cope, and only check them on the desktop computer, like, if you need to.
Okay, can I interject, Can I interject? For people who work on laptops all day, that's actually, like, I've tried that. and I just go on Instagram on the computer because I'm on my laptop all day, and it's just like,
yeah.
So
me too.
Yeah. Hashtag me too.
Hashtag yeah. Hashtag turn all banner notifications off.
Good one. I have no Twitter or Instagram notifications.
Yeah, I'm
not that I get that many, I've done that but.
Turn on airplane mode, which is, I think it's quite good because it also saves your data.
So you can just go on it more another time. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just all for saving your data. I feel like my data runs out within like a week and then I can't like get home if I'm stranded somewhere because I've checked Instagram too much or something.
Yeah.
It's like, what have I done? Literally. I've written this, I don't know why, but this has been, basically I'm just referring to me. So I've taken out quite a few books from the library because I'm at home not doing anything. And I'm trying to replace my app, social media app time, with reading time.
Ooh,
and
well,
so far, hasn't really worked, but I read Dolly Alderton's book, which was very good. Can we link her to this? So she can.
Yeah, there we go. Awesome. Girl Chat's about to get many listens. No, yeah, no, she probably won't share or like comment, but
we love you.
Yeah, it's a good book. Everything I Know About Love, very Girl Chat. Anyway, I made a resolution, a New Year's resolution for 2018 to read more, and I have done it. I think I've kind of a bit off the bum. Well, I've always had a book on the go. But yeah, it's just like, that's another thing, is that social media is a massive time suck, and not only does it stop you having time, quality time to spend with your loved ones and your friends and your family, but it just like stops you being able to do stuff like read a book without being distracted. And
yeah,
that's a love affair, you know, like me and a book. Yes, please. I want to spend some quality time with a book. And
but that's, I think, that's exactly it. Our attention spans, like, I know it's been said all the time, we're the millennials with no attention span, but it's so true. The more that I'm at home, the more I've realised it. Every summer I come back, I have less and less capacity to be able to read. It's quite insane. But, like, I just, it's, because you're on social media so much, it's so much instant gratification.
Yeah.
You don't get that same gratification from, like, things that take a longer time to give you that same feedback, like reading or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I found myself just coming home and having to, like, watch stuff, like, loads of YouTube videos or, like, because there's nothing else I could concentrate on for long enough time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, if it's having that much of an effect, there's something that needs to be done.
Yeah.
Well, for me anyway.
And that, exactly, I think that's actually a good thing, because I think sometimes I like rant on so much about, oh, it's like ruining the world. But I'm kind of changing my view to be like, okay, this is like definitely a thing that is part of our society. People can, like, we can do this podcast and maybe someone will think, oh yeah, maybe I feel a bit inspired to just take some time out. But at the end of the day, you just have to ask yourself, like, what you want from your life.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah. I just want to spend, you know, I only want to be on social media Monday to Friday because I have to for work or whatever as well. And then I'll have the weekend off and treat it as kind of work, you know.
Yeah,
so the sorry, I just saw the anonymous chinchilla on Google Doc has written something. I just got a shout out to a really great app that is to do with this that actually got me, I think I started using it in February, and it started to kind of get me a bit more aware of how I was using my phone. Basically got into like a really horrible dark spell of just being like feeling like my phone was like attached to my hand, and I was like, oh shit, like I need to do something about this. So I saw it on Twitter, I think an Irish writer that I follow was like recommended it. It's called Moment, and it basically tells you at the start, every day, how much time you spend on your phone and how many times you pick up your phone, which was really interesting because, because I found that on two consecutive days, I spent like 1 hour 32 on my phone and then the with 43 pickups. And the next day I spent 1 hour 33 on my phone with 44 pickups. And it just made me realize, oh, okay, this is just such an habitual thing. Like, this is something that I can change, because clearly it's just like that. It was just way too spookily coincidental to be like, and I, you know what I mean? Like, I can't be using it that usefully. But I've stopped using it now. But there are also ways to actually track how much time you spend on individual apps, which is quite useful if you're wondering, oh, am I spending too much time on Facebook or Instagram? But it's a bit more complicated to do that, and I didn't want to like get more emotionally involved in an app to stop me using apps. So I just saw like how much time I was generally using. But I also spoke to someone else who was using Moment, and she was like 1 hour 32 or whatever. She was like, oh my god, I'm usually like 3 hours 20, and I was like, holy shit, that's nuts. But but I'm on my laptop all day, so if I wasn't, I'd probably use my phone more.
Yeah, because I definitely use my phone. Well, during my master's, I was using it constantly. Well, I need to get that up.
Yeah, it's good. It's
a good one. So, me as the anonymous chinchilla, if for those of you that don't know what that means, that's apparently my name on this Google Doc.
Indeed.
Thing, I don't know why. Anyway, I've written down Headspace, and I know it sounds not really relevant. This is also an app, a meditation app. And maybe it doesn't sound very relevant, but I think just practicing some meditation is a good way to develop a bit more self-control.
Yeah. Sorry, I shouldn't have said sorry. I should have just let that notification happen. See, I'm being interrupted by notifications even now. Continue, eh?
just develop a bit more self-control. I feel like that's the main thing that meditation helps you do, like mentally, is gives you a bit more concentration span. Like, so this is just, it's more for me. Get Headspace, Chloe. Actually, do Headspace.
Yeah, it was just, again,
Tara's a veteran at the place. So.
Not quite, but I think it definitely helps you realize, it helps you appreciate your free time a lot more. And then you might not be as compelled to, you know, constantly be refreshing Twitter.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, okay, I can just sit here for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, of course. But I think it's also like the element of self-control that it gives you, because the whole lesson of meditation is like, don't focus on your thoughts, like bring it back to the breathing kind of exercise, which is like, you can kind of apply that to don't focus on social media, bring it back to your life.
Yeah.
There you go. That's my preach moment.
Awesome. So I hope that was interesting for you, everyone. We kind of went off on a bit of a tangent, but I think, but like, yeah, social media, you know, just basically when you're hanging out with your friends, I mean, you know, there used to be this thing, didn't there, for a while, where like people who were hosting a dinner party would be like, you've got to put your phone in this box before you come in. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah,
that's lovely. I think it's good to remember how to be a friend off the internet as well, and because it's just all about connection, and social media connects us, but it doesn't really, does it?
Yeah. That's my reply.
Just a bit of a loose end.
Yeah, no, I think you have to just be very aware of how social media is affecting you. And I think taking a break from it can be exactly that. So recommendations are delete all the apps from your phone. I think that's a really good way to start going about it.
Cool. Well, maybe I'll do that. But right now, I feel like I have a good relationship with social media. So.
Okay. For you.
I don't think it affects me too much. I think It's good if, I think it's good if you have friends or boyfriend, which I do, who tells me to just basically like, get off your phone for like, could you please not go on your phone for a little while? And I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, I don't know why I'm on it anyway.
Yeah, no, just to have someone there to like check you.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I don't have at the moment.
Well, you can do it for yourself.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I recommended Headspace.
Yes.
Who needs to do it?
Awesome. Okay, cool. Let's wrap it up. Rippity wrap up. Okay, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Have a good week.
Have a
good
week.
Be nice to your friends. Be nice to your other half. Be nice to your mother. Remember, just look people in the eye and, you know, revive some of that contact that we've lost from the internet.
Give someone an IRL smile, not a on the internet smile.
Yeah.
Instead of an emoji, smile at someone today.
Okay. Right. See you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, and also, bye, Chloe.
Awesome.
Bye.